The 2018 Winter Olympics came to a close in Pyeongchang this weekend. Meanwhile, the city of Denver is actively exploring whether to make a bid for the Winter Games in coming years. With all this Olympic energy in the air, 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell had the opportunity to sit down with Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers to discuss the impact of the Games on Colorado Springs, so-called Olympic City, USA.
Just to begin with, I'm curious if you could tell me the story of how Colorado Springs became Olympic City, USA, kind of the how, the when, and the why.
Well, it's an evolution that's taken place over 40 years. First of all, in 1978, the United States Olympic Committee made a rather dramatic decision to move from New York City to Colorado Springs. Shortly thereafter, a decision was made to locate the largest training center in Colorado Springs. Over the ensuing decades, 23 national governing bodies have moved to Colorado Springs. Then, of course, we have under construction the United States Olympic Museum and Hall of Fame. So we have really become the domestic epicenter of the United States Olympic movement. In 2008, I believe, the city entered into an agreement with the United States Olympic Committee whereby the city contributed to the construction of the Olympic headquarters on the condition that they would commit to staying here, I think, through 2038, something like that. As part of that agreement, the city was given the right to use the name Olympic in the promotion of the city. That's a very valuable right, by the way, because no one else can be Olympic City, USA. You know, what you want your brand to be is unique, and nobody else can use it. And that's exactly what we've got.
The Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, it's the second Olympics that's happened since we started this rebranding process. How have you seen the Games manifest themselves here locally in terms of any kind of economic impact or just cultural impact, given that we are Olympic City, USA?
Well, first of all, we've settled into the fact that we have an opening night celebration. In the summer, I think we had, of 2016, I think we had about 30,000 people downtown for the Olympic kickoff for Pyeongchang. We probably had 5 to 7,000 downtown, at least on the streets. There was tons of people in the restaurants and bars and all that sort of thing. So that has an economic impact. But I've noticed, and I pay attention to this sort of thing, there's lots of people walking around town with Olympic City, USA paraphernalia on. So I think the public has embraced it.
Is there a risk at all with being Olympic City, USA, given that Olympic fever, you know, only comes around every 2 years in some sense? You know, there's a gap between the times when people are really thinking a lot about the Olympics.
I don't think so. First of all, it's amazing when you go from one Olympic cycle to the other, 2 years is not very long. There's a long preparation. We've got the elite athletes coming through our town all the time. I think we do a pretty good job of kind of keeping up the momentum. I think that's going to be especially true when the Olympic Museum and Hall of Fame opens.
So at the moment, the city of Denver and some other business leaders and folks up north are looking at potentially making a bid for an upcoming Winter Olympics, probably not for many years. But is Colorado Springs at all involved in those discussions at this point?
Well, I had lunch with Mayor Hancock when he came down to meet with the United States Olympic Committee, and this would be a couple months ago. And we had a brief discussion about the fact that while one city is designated as the host city, the hosting of Olympic Games is usually a lot more involved than a single city. We have infrastructure down here which we think could be of assistance in terms of preliminary hockey games, preliminary figure skating competition, and things like that. Even if we were only talking about accommodations, there would be an impact on Colorado Springs. There's no question about it.
I realize it's still very early, but do you think it would benefit Colorado Springs?
Well, I think it would probably benefit Colorado Springs. I think the bigger question mark was whether it benefits Denver and the whole state of Colorado. And I think some very serious financial analysis has to be done.
There has been some criticism of this idea of Olympic City, USA. Like, well, maybe we should have tried to capitalize more on the outdoors or some other aspect of our local identity. What's your response to that? Why do you think Olympic City really is the best way to brand Colorado Springs?
We go back to what a brand needs to be. It needs to be unique, something else that other people can't do, and it needs to be valuable. The Olympics is one of the most valuable brands going, and we're the only ones able to do it. There's nothing unique about saying, oh, we spend a lot of time outdoors. There's nothing unique about saying, you know, we have mountains, sufficiently unique to be a brand. All you got to know is that no other city in the United States can call themselves Olympic City USA. That answers the question.
Mayor Suthers, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell speaking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers.